My name is Rinda Ganti.
My name is Alvani Parra.
I'm Sasu.
Max Talvea.
Merkel Miak.
Alvar Enruth.
Alma Randalaiho.
Ellie Haramo.
Jamal Parra.
Jacob Bell.
My name is Alice Coelho Machado.
I'm Supriya from India.
Then I come from Brazil.
Calgary, Alberta.
From Caracas, Venezuela.
I'm from Helsinki.
From India.
I'm half Finnish and half Brazilian, and I go to school here in Helsinki.
I am from Kenya.
I'm from the UK.
I think the purpose of education is to build the children and the youth as better persons for society and to have opinions, to have authenticity, who has knowledge and who knows how to communicate.
To give people a purpose.
Taught the children how to think critically and how to develop their own potential and autonomy.
Is to learn something new every day.
To give a child the tools and the opportunity and the knowledge required for them to impact the world they want to and pursue the interests they want to in life.
And it is something that we cannot take for granted. It's more than just a process that we have to pass in life.
There are still women and there are still people who are not getting educated because of certain mindset. And maybe I can contribute my ideas, maybe I can contribute my thinking into that, and maybe that can help a lot of people.
Most of the changes that are needed are mindset changes.
The minister dictate everything we're going to see in a whole year, and they don't have capacity for innovation. They lack parts of the history of Venezuela, of the world, only because they are a dictatorship.
Many students face a kind of a problem, and that's they don't study the subjects they would like to study.
What really comes around most is the issue of standardized testing, where our different personalities and our uniqueness is not really taken into account. For me, I like the analogy of a test of climbing the tree, where you have a monkey, a fish, and an elephant. Who's going to climb it better? Well, obviously the monkey. And if you're going to ask someone to swim over the ocean, it's going to be the fish. So I think that testing in that case should not be standardized. Instead, it should be, of course, much more personalized for each individual, since we're all different.
In Venezuela, we have this economic crisis. All these kind of things affect our Minister of Education. We don't have, like, this evolution that other countries have in education.
In Brazil, we have a lack of essential life skills in the school. We are not taught that in the schools. We are only taught the academics and the things to pass this test.
It's hard when I go to Finland and I see all this country, the youth council, with all this innovation. And I think I want this for Venezuela. I want to bring the change for Venezuela.
Adults, they are so used to the system and they don't necessarily want to change it. But young people can question it and bring new ideas.
Youth are the ones who are experiencing school.
How can adults know what's best for the youth if the youth are not being heard? It's very important that the student know how to lead its own education, because it's not for other persons, it's for them.
You don't really need to be famous, you don't really need to have money, as long as you have a passion inside of you, then you can always have an audience to hear you.
Just be yourself and do not hesitate to raise your voice, because your opinion also matters.
If you sit back and you just keep blaming yourself and others because nobody is listening to you, then things will become more worse. They are not going to change.
If the youth try to make a change, we are going to raise our voice and make it. Go talk to your minister, talk with your director of our school, and make the change you want to see in your life.